I'm very happy now to welcome David Jeunesse. He is a vocalist. He's author of the book Classic American Popular Song, The Second Half Century. And he will be playing a celebration of the enduring American popular song this coming Sunday, January 31st, from 4 to 6 at Vanessi of Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
It's great to have you back. We talked last year about your book, and I guess this is the fifth year of this type of a concert. You do it every year, and it started with the publication of the book.
It started back in 2005, and this will be the fifth year, and it's always a benefit. And the benefit this year is for Recursos de Santa Fe.
So you are singing and playing. We'll talk about the musicians in a moment, too. The songs of Harold Arlen.
This is a two-hour program. I'm doing all Harold Arlen songs. There's another vocalist who's wonderful. Her name is Patty Stevens. She's from Albuquerque. And she will be doing American standards and also some Brazilian music. She and Bert Dalton have a Brazil project that
nice.
Is really wonderful. So that'll be a nice mix. But I'm sticking with Harold Arlen this time.
Now tell us about Harold Arlen. He made famous some songs that everybody knows, probably the most famous of which is Over the Rainbow.
Well, he's a very interesting songwriter. He's one of the greatest songwriters of our tradition. And he was born in 1905 and he died in the mid-70s. And he's of the generation just, not the first generation of Kern and Berlin and Gershwin, but the second generation of Cole Porter and Richard Rodgers. So they're contemporaries. And a very interesting thing about Arlen is he's written many of the most famous songs in the entire tradition, but he's a little less known as a person than the others. And I think the reason for that is, although he wrote some Broadway shows, most of his most famous songs, and there are a lot of them, were for films. And somehow you get less fame, less press, less cultural attention if you write for the movies than if you write for Broadway.
Because people, when they think of Over the Rainbow, they think of Judy Garland more than they think of Harold Arlen.
That's right. You don't say it's a Harold Arlen movie the way you might say it's a Harold Arlen show.
Right.
But the titles are really impressive. I'll just... I don't know what your age distribution is, but I'll just read some of the most famous.
I know we've got listeners starting at about 6 years old who sometimes come in on the way to school and say hello.
Well, some of these titles will be familiar to almost anybody. Over the Rainbow, Stormy Weather, Let's Fall in Love, Get Happy, Accentuate the Positive, Blues in the Night, The Man That Got Away, I've Got the World on a String, It's Only a Paper Moon, That Old Black Magic. This rings a lot of bells with people who are 50 and older. And those are movie songs, mostly.
And it's funny how some of them sort of weather better than others. Like, Accentuate the Positive is really a period piece.
It really is.
Whereas some of these other songs, Stormy Weather, they just keep remaking it.
Yeah, yeah. Arlen was the favorite songwriter for some really heavy hitters. He's the favorite songwriter of Judy Garland, Lena Horne, and Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett still sings an awful lot of Harold Arlen. He really loves that material.
So what is your own history with this music? I mean, you wrote this book. Did you get into this whole songwriting tradition as a vocalist yourself?
Well, yes and no. When I was very, very young, I had a job in the Hollywood movie studios as a musician, and I got to know Arlen, as a matter of fact, at that time. So I've been sort of collecting his songs for many, many years, and one of the reasons I wrote the book is I had all these songs, and I really wanted to bring them before the public. But I'm not a professional singer. I mean, I've done it on and off all my life, but it's not something I make a living at.
What were you playing an instrument when you played for the studios?
I was playing piano, but I was also a vocal coach and kind of a rehearsal pianist at that time. And that's, as I say, 50 years ago. It
really
wasn't my career.
And so that wasn't your career, but now you have kept this tradition up. And I have to say, I find myself wondering, with music like this, a lot of which I love and has a very sentimental place, even though it's not really the music of my generation.
Right.
Are younger people listening to it or making it their own in some way? Are some of these songs still alive, so to speak?
Well, it's hard to answer that quantitatively. One thing is that Harold Arlen is very much beloved by jazz musicians. I mean, I would say those jazz musicians who have trios and quartets after about 1950 did a lot of Arlen. Before 1950, they'd be playing probably Gershwin. But Arlen is very, very popular among jazz musicians, so that keeps it alive. And an interesting thing about his style is that he combines two streams in American popular music that are very interesting. One is he was born in Buffalo, and he was the son of a cantor. And he writes very Jewish music in the sense of his melodic lines often use a Jewish scale and a kind of melismatic, very chromatic line. Not that you sit there and think that's Jewish, but in fact that's where it comes from.
Very
but the other part of his persona was that he was deeply into black music, and he began his career in about 1930 writing songs for the Cotton Club up in Harlem, which was all the greats. That was the Uptown Music Center in the 30s. And so he often does, many of his songs are kind of pop blues or lyrical blues, and that's why he's appealing to jazz musicians.
It is interesting sometimes how music that we associate as very much in the African American tradition is written by some nice Jewish white guy.
Yeah, some of the best.
Yeah, a lot of the a lot of Harry Belafonte's most famous songs.
Well, of course, he didn't write those songs,
yeah,
but,
exactly.
But they have that mixture of black Creole jazz. It's a very important style. And of course, Gershwin wrote Porgy and Bess, which combines this same stuff: Jewish composer writing a black kind of idiom.
Right. So you are playing with Bert Dalton on keyboards. He's a wonderful musician in Santa Fe, and bassist Luis Guerra.
Luis is a fantastic bass player. I wish he were living in Santa Fe, but he comes up from Albuquerque a lot. And Patty Stevens is wonderful, too.
And so all of you are always playing and singing together, or you're doing some numbers and Patty doing some others?
We spell each other off. I'll do two short sets. I'll do two sets, and she'll do two sets, and we'll mix and match.
So we're going to hear a song. Tell us about what we're about to hear.
Well, I thought I would call to your attention one of those Cotton Club numbers, because it's old-fashioned, but it's a lot of fun. It's called Raisin' the Rent, and it's from 1930 or 1931, and it has to do with what it was like living in Harlem in the early 30s and having no money, and it's about a mean old landlord, and they used to have rent parties. You know, all the folks would get together and bring food and bring cheap wine and bring a little money, and if you couldn't pay your rent, you'd have a rent party. So that's what this song is about. It's a lot of fun.
Very nice. David Jeunesse is a vocalist. Once again, the celebration of the enduring American popular song is this Sunday, January 31st, from 4 to 6 in the afternoon at Vanessi of Santa Fe. You can find them at VanessiSantaFe.com, or you can also call 505-982-9966. David Jeunesse, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Crossed me, bad luck has tossed me down to my one last cent. I'm right in the middle, solving that riddle known as raising the rent. Steal, beg, or borrow, got till tomorrow, landlord's a mean old gent. It's come to a showdown, he wants the lowdown if I'm raising the rent. The better times are taking too long, panic's on, and it's hitting me too strong. Got a right to sing a blues song, trouble has got me down. I've made my mind up, I'd rather wind up camping out in a tent than being in the middle, solving that riddle known as raising the rent. Better times are taking too long. Panic's on and it's hitting too strong. Got a right to sing a blues song. Trouble has got me down. I've made my mind, I'd rather wind up.